This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
So I hung out with some second graders, and I played Connect Four with a second grader who beat me. I feel like a second grader and an adult is a good matchup in Connect Four. I'm saying that now, maybe because I lost to a kid who's seven.
It's Mike Shope.
This kid, and I beat him one time, and then we played, and it wasn't like I was just sitting there all day staring at the board, right? I mean, there's no excuse, though. There is no excuse for losing to a seven-year-old at Connect Four.
And the Bulldog.
He had me three different ways at the end, and twice he missed the winning play.
Yeah.
And then a third time, he had another, like, three turns in a row, he had a winning play. And, like, how bad a job is that for me? How bad a job is it in Connect Four?
You had three match points in Connect Four.
He had three match points.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
The second time, I'm like, I'm surprised you didn't see that. And I'm sort of giving it to him. And then I make my play, and they're like, oh, he's got another one. I didn't see that at all.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Thanks for hanging with us on this Wednesday. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is on vacation this week. Nate Geary has been sitting in the last couple of days. Some solo missions the next 2 days after this. Lots of guests to come in and chip in and help us out. We're all looking forward to the Four Nations face-off finale tomorrow. Championship game of that tournament here. 8 o'clock in Boston between Team USA and Team Canada. And if you missed it already earlier today, I mean, Zach just mentioned it again in the update, but Tage Thompson is on call. He's on his way to Boston, according to Emily Kaplan of ESPN, in case there is illness / injury. And, like, I don't know. I have no idea what actually is going on the ground there. I know how guys sounded today. Matthew Tkachuk, like, I'm fine. I'm playing. My brother would be fine. He's playing. Austin Matthews, I'm fine. I'm playing. A couple of those guys, Matthew Tkachuk and Matthews, both missed the game on Monday, and Brady Tkachuk left it in the first period or after the first period after crashing into a goalpost. So we'll see if there's illness or injury that forces Thompson into the lineup. I think it would take two of the guys I just mentioned or anyone else not being able to go tomorrow for Thompson to get in. The way the rules work, you can't just substitute guys in that are called in like this. They are injury replacements, and so someone has to be injured or, you know, sick, not able to play. Anyway, so that's that. A lot of talk about that tomorrow on this show, I'm sure of it. We started off today talking about all in versus, you know, what using the picks and staying the course and all that. And I think, Nate, you made such a good point, I think, talking about Myles Garrett and, like, that trade. Like, for me, I've said quite a few times to Mike, and I'll say it to you again, I make a trade for Myles Garrett, I give up a 1 and a 1 and a 3, or a 1 and a 1 and a 2, or a 1 and a 1 in Gregory Rousseau, which is like my dream scenario. Like, I have to keep one of my assets, but I send Greg Rousseau away because I'm not going to pay him a new contract if I'm getting Myles Garrett. So maybe there's a companion move if Cleveland doesn't want him. Anyway, I make that trade, and I think the way a lot of us have been talking about that sort of move, Max Crosby meets the same criteria closely enough. He's never been the defensive player of the year, but you get the point. Impact, edge rusher, game wrecker type guy. I think Garrett is a cut above. He's a little older, but cut above Crosby, in my opinion. But anyway, that feels like an all-in move, right? I'm trading away cheap, relatively speaking, assets, draft picks, rookies, and eventually second and third year players on rookie contracts who I need to contribute because, you know, my salary cap is, you know, pretty dicey at the top, led by, you know, a quarterback who's almost certainly going to get a new contract this offseason, I would say. So is that actually all in? And, you know, if I make that trade, I'm just going to fill in the rest. I might even just keep a lot of what I had last year the same. My safeties are my safeties. Maybe I re-sign Rasul Douglas. If I don't re-sign Rasul Douglas, irrespective of this point I'm making about all in from earlier, I'm probably just going shopping for a comparable replacement, maybe somebody younger, somebody with more foot speed, but I'm not spending top dollar on a number two corner because I'm going to end up doing that with Christian Benford, who's ready for a new contract as well, and that's going to be a top of the market deal, so I'm not spending a lot there. The point is, I trade for Myles Garrett. To me, that meets the criteria of all in enough, so much so that I'm just going to, I think I'm okay with everything else where it was last year, and there's my difference maker up front. And I like when you objected to this because, like, you could do more. You could go after upgrades elsewhere.
The Myles Garrett trade would signal that they're starting the process of going all in. I think that would be the first step to say, okay, but I think there would have to be corresponding moves. And everyone throws this into the ether. Every time you talk about trading picks, all the picks, and what is the conversation? The Los Angeles Rams. Well, look what the Rams did. Do you want to be the Rams? Well, I'm going to tell you, since McVay's second season, when they had, well, really, McVay's first season, 11 wins, 13 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins, 12 wins, 2 years ago was the 5-win season. And then the last 2 years, 10 wins a pop. Like, the 5-win year, they didn't have Matt Stafford. Like, they probably would have been fine. So, yeah, they decided that a lot of the pieces they went out and got, they traded for Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr., and then they won a Super Bowl. And then they kind of had to dismantle. I would love to have known.
Is there a Jalen Ramsey trade in there, too?
They traded for Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
And then they traded him, got him out.
Divested, right.
They did a all-in, tear-down, back to an NFC championship game. And it's because they've got a great quarterback. And even when they had Goff, like, as long as Josh is there, I think you can press buttons on your roster. And I know it's like every year you want to give yourself a chance. But this was as close to teardown. Let's be honest, it was a teardown. It was a teardown year. They got rid of 7 starters.
Last year, yeah, right.
It was a teardown offseason. And they went to the AFC Championship game. So this idea that's like, this window, like, oh my God, if they go all in all now, like, I had somebody DMing me. It's like, I love the conversation. I'm just like looking for more like the end of like the rooster or the chickens coming to whatever. Damn it. The chickens are coming up.
Chickens will come home to roost.
Is that it? I'm not going to remember the saying. The chickens are coming home to roost. Cripes.
That's a saying from like the 1800s.
Yeah,
not from the Water Boy.
It's a Water Boy reference, and it's Mama. And you would know if you've watched the movie.
I have taste.
Oh, sure. Yeah. All right. Anyways, I was going to make fun of you more, but it's just not worth it. The conversation.
You make fun of me wearing my Rasmus Dahlin 26 shirt.
No.
Which says, Buffalo, win with us or watch us win. You're going to get a load of that on the Twitch and the YouTube. There's taste for you.
It is.
The shirt was out, like, should have been burned. I love it. I wear it.
Holy cow.
Or watch us win. They're watching us do something, and it's not winning.
Good one, Bulldog. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Essentially what I'm saying is, like, and the DM was essentially like, I would want the chickens to come home to roost at Josh Allen age 36, not 33.
Good job.
And I was like, okay, fair point. How much different is Josh Allen at 33 than he is at 36? Maybe it's dramatic. Maybe at 33, he's still doing what he's doing right now.
Yeah, right.
But
I might tell you the biggest difference might be between 28 and 33.
Yes, I would agree. And 33, the 33-year-old version of Josh Allen and 36-year-old version are likely going to be very similar in that the phasing out of the running is going to happen soon. I think sooner than 33. Mm-hmm. It's already, they've tried to do it. There's going to come a point where they have to do it, and it's not a, let's see if we can get away with, like, eventually he's going to have to be a pocket passer and a selective runner. And I think while he's still an elite-level runner, this is the window to do it. And if you don't get there and the chickens come home to roost, well, then you still got a couple of years. And look what they did when they teared it down in his prime. It was fine. So, like, for me, yes, go trade for Myles Garrett. But then go do more crazy. If you're going to be crazy, go into the deep end. Don't dip your toe in. Don't, we already traded a first. No, if you're going to do it, just be all in. And that's, to me, it's not to say that if they traded for Myles Garrett and did nothing else, I would say, wow, what a failure this is. But I would say, why are you kind of going all in and not just putting the chips in? Do it.
803-0550 is the number. You want to comment on that speech or anything else?
You've got any other lines?
So far?
Lines from the Waterboy? Feel free to call in and go right over to Bulldog's head.
I still can't believe when you first got there in the first segment of the show today, you were struggling to get chickens come home to roost, a phrasing that I think certainly people my age are familiar with.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Again, not from a movie, and like, you just botched it so badly, I had no idea what the hell you were talking about. Like, you did about as bad a job as you could do of getting out like a cliche that's been used 110 billion times.
Whatever.
All right.
Scott is first up this segment. Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR. Your call has come home to roost, Scott.
Yeah, thank you, because I'm going to pull my roosters out of the chicken coop or whatever the hell is going on with you guys. Listen, this year was supposed to be the rebuild year. We weren't going to win anything. We got rid of seven starters. We were a play away or two plays away from being in the Super Bowl. I don't think wholesale changes are needed. I mean, this team is, you know, things are going to have to happen because of free agency and trades and whatnot. But I don't know, man.
Let me say this, Scott, before you hang up. How did you feel the same way after 13 seconds?
Probably.
Maybe better, right? I would say we all probably felt better.
I would say, yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
Took three more years to get back. Just to get past that place of losing in the division round.
Right.
So we can say they were one play away last year, but that doesn't take into account, what if the Chiefs go and trade for A.J. Brown? Or something, right? Like, other teams are going to get better. So it's not just that, hey, we'll run it back, or hey, I'll move here, move there, and we will be two plays better next year, because other teams are going to be 20 plays, two wins better than they were last year. So there is the given. Yeah. I get your point, but I want to bring myself constantly back to 13 seconds, how I felt. I'm like, we have the best quarterback in the league. This roster is close. Like, we'll be back next year. And they weren't. So it's just the perspective of that, Scott. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Scott, I like what you said, because earlier I sort of stumbled into this point, which is, yeah, we look at the Eagles and what they did to the Chiefs. I mean, they ragdolled the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And so, yeah, I need to do what the Eagles did. Well, not really. I don't need to beat them 44-20. What I need to do is beat them 31-30. Like, I need, like you said, I need a couple of plays. And, like, I know that, like, I'm eager for an impactful player on the defense, seeing what the Eagles did. Like, I'm not trying to talk myself out of going big and going Myles Garrett, or even going way bigger than that, like Nate is talking about, just going all in, like really, really all in, not just sort of kind of all in. Like, that has appeal. I think it's called for with where they are on their timeline. Like, everyone here, Bean, McDermott, Allen, it all makes sense. But I don't need to be the Eagles, right? I'm that close to the Chiefs with whatever flaws we are stating here plainly that the Bills have in the areas they need to improve on. I'm not going to build a team, certainly not in 1 year, that is going to do what the Eagles did to the Chiefs, more than likely. I mean, it's not realistic.
I don't want to, because I know the media, the national media, everyone, probably Chiefs fans and Chiefs media, is dramatically overreacting to a one-game sample size. The Eagles were not the team that we saw in the Super Bowl really at any point in the 2024 season. They were not dominant in really any other game like they were. They probably should have lost to the Rams 2 weeks before at home. So, like, I know they looked unbelievable. They played the best game that they have played as a group all season in the last game of the year. And the Chiefs played the worst game that they have played since Patrick Mahomes became their quarterback, outside of the other Super Bowl they lost to Brady. So, like, some of that does matter in this conversation of super dramatic takeaways from a game where you had two really good teams that are very close look dramatically further apart than they probably are in reality. And I don't think smart GMs are going to watch that game and say, boy, we are really far away from the Eagles. I don't think the Chiefs feel they're very far away from the Eagles, although the score is indicative of something else.
Right.
I just think it was the best game and the worst game of each team's season. And sometimes that just happens. It happened at an inopportune time for Kansas City. The Bills had a game this year where they played their worst game. It just happened in the regular season against the Houston Texans. And, you know, I don't want to over-dramatize the performance that the Eagles have, that this is some unbeatable team that nobody's going to be able to beat, because I just don't think that's reality. They lost games this year. So they're not this a movable force because they beat a really good team on a bad day.
Zach is next up. Zach, thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Absolutely. What's up, guys? Yeah, you know what? I'm totally ready for them to go all in here, you know, in terms of Garrett, for sure. But beyond that, I just want to see them completely revamp this defense. I was so, you know, I was with everybody. I was loving the turnovers and whatever this past season. But I remember Mike bringing up a point in maybe like November of how much luck can be involved with getting turnovers. And I think you're just playing with so much fire if you that's the way your defense is looking to succeed. And I don't think that's, you know, I don't know. I'm not there. I'm not in the building. I don't know what their philosophy was as far as defense for forcing yep. turnovers and that. But if I just think they need to revamp the defense. I'm not trying to say the same thing over and over again, but they need new guys all across that team and people that can make plays, whether how big or small. Because if they go into next year thinking that they're just going to win the turnover battle every week, I don't think they're going to win a lot of games that way, unfortunately. And as good as the offense might be and whatnot, I just think that is no way to live going forward. So I would love for them to take a swing on offense. The problem is I don't know who they can even get that at this point that would make a significant difference outside of maybe, I don't know, Adams. I'm more on the train of keeping Cooper almost at this point if they can get a good deal out of him. But if not, maybe next season they take a swing at a decent receiver, whether it's Metcalf or somebody else that might become available in 26. So, yeah.
All right, Zach, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, the turnover thing is it is a tough way to live. I mean,
it is.
It kept up really all year. They even won the turnover battle against the Chiefs and lost the game. There was only the one turnover in that game. So there's two parts to that. That's taking care of the ball, and that's somewhat in your control. Of course, someone can punch it out on you, blind strip sack, whatever. But those instances were very much minimized this past year. You know, there are plays that you make and there are plays that you are given, right? Mm. The Mark Andrews drop on the two-point conversion wasn't a turnover, but it saved the day. It preserved the win. That was a play that you were given. Earlier in the game, in the fourth quarter, Terrell Bernard punching the ball out from Mark Andrews, that's not luck. Like, you watch that play closely, Bernard is obviously specifically going for the ball, so much so that when he isn't sure he got it on the first swipe, he's coming with his other arm to punch at the ball again, even though it's already on the turf. He doesn't know it yet. But if you watch the slow-mo reverse angle replay of that, you'll see his, whichever arm, I think it's his left arm, coming around after the ball's already out, looking to punch. Like, it's something they're cognizant of. They emphasize it. I don't think they would tell you that it's entirely their philosophy. Like, they're depending on getting takeaways because that's just not a realistic way to live. So, yeah, I think you'd like to be able to force more punts, right?
Yeah.
Because it's tough to have to rely on that as your way to get off the field, I think.
You know, I kind of liked the point, and it brought me to thinking about the mistake the Bills made after 13 seconds, which was spending an offseason building to try to beat the Chiefs, and then they lost to the Bengals. And they've talked about not trying to build your team to beat one sole other team. And I don't think the Bills will make that same mistake this time around, having lost to them because of how close it was. But I think it's part of the reason why the idea that there are more holes to fill, and I think it was Scott a couple minutes ago that called in, it was like, they were one play away. But, like, I assume the Bengals are still going to come back and be probably a better team if they can, you know, figure their defense out. But the Ravens are still going to be good. You know, that couple of plays in that game go different.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I know, it's Lamar Jackson doesn't turn the ball over twice in the first half, and maybe we're talking about, oh man, they can't get over the Ravens, right? And how that just becomes it's hard to look at something and say they were a couple of plays away, so I'm not going to panic, because I don't think being close last year should stop you from wanting to be significantly better. And that's where I want to be. It's like, I want to look at it and say, I would like for them to want to get significantly better than they were last year, because again, last year was them taking a step back talent-wise. And I'm good if they want to take a big step towards who they're trying to be in one offseason. I'm good with it. I'd like them to do it. I'd like them to go all in.
803-0550 is the number. Nate Geary in for Mike Shope. Today, I am the Bulldog. You're listening to WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.